Master your workday now. Proven strategies to control chaos, create outcomes, and connect your work to who you really are. Author, Michael Linenberger. Why are we bogged down at work? Most people have given up on setting goals, but even if you do have them, finding time to work on the goals is nearly impossible. Even more disappointing, the goals on your list probably don't inspire or motivate you. Work-assigned goals these days are usually harsh measures you are dinged with at review time, rather than aspirations that inspire you to reach for more accomplishment. Obviously, we need a new approach. It has to do with first recognizing the differences across tasks, goals, and career, and meeting that three-level problem in a holistic way. Once you tap them, you will see greater ease in your workday, and a much greater motion forward. You will, in fact, see that you can manifest in your workday the unfettered and inspired career you have always longed for. The three layers of success. Control, create, and connect are the layers of success. They represent the natural delineation of managing your success in the workplace. The control, create, and connect sequence identifies the natural progression that a person's career takes as they work from entry level to higher levels of responsibility. But you don't need to wait for a promotion to benefit from the later layers. The control, create, and connect sequence also represents the natural order of tools people should apply at whatever career level they are working on. At the control level, they should make sure they first have their control structures in place. By this, we mean tools for self-management of their tasks, email and calendars, and perhaps also tools for delegation tracking and even project management. Next, at the create level, tools for setting and managing goals come in. Even new employees can use those. Tools for the connect layer come next. They are at a whole other level, a very personal level usually, but still applicable for those new to the workplace. Why are we out of control? Our inability to clearly see our task or lists and easily identify the most urgent ones is the main problem. Solving that is one way to gain efficiency. Prioritization is the key, as it allows us to know the next high priority task we need to accomplish and helps us avoid wasting time on low priority actions. But basing prioritization on importance usually does not solve the problem. In the midst of lots of urgent things to do, organizing our work can make us feel better, but it doesn't always make us more efficient. What's your workday now? The workday now theory is based on a recognizable mental model of how we all process urgency. We all tend to focus on activities that are either due today or coming up within the next 1.5 weeks. The existence of that 1.5 week time period represents the central premise of this stage, that we all have a workday now, a unique chunk of our time in our mental model about work. Overload in that workday now period happens when new tasks come too fast, and that is what causes us to feel overwhelmed at work and to miss deadlines and opportunities. The power of urgency zones. You can identify three key urgency zones and corresponding task types within your present and future schedule: critical now, opportunity now, and over the horizon. These were the task sections used in your quick start workday mastery to-do list. You enter tasks that are absolutely due today in the critical now section, tasks due in the next week or so in the opportunity now section, and tasks due after 1.5 weeks on the over the horizon section. The significant jump in productivity from this system comes from the fact that you now know how to use those zones to manage your work and focus more appropriately. Specifically, you now know to check the critical now list many times a day, perhaps even hourly, so that very urgent items can be tracked closely. This prevents end-of-day rushes or total misses of urgent tasks. The shortness of this list helps keep your intense focus only where needed, thus reducing the everything-is-a-fire fervor we sometimes get into. Scan the complete opportunity now list once or twice a day. This allows you to work lower priority tasks into the holes in your day and lets you track near-urgent tasks with adequate care. You can ignore the larger over-the-horizon task list for up to a week at a time, which removes considerable unneeded distraction from your day-to-day work. On your weekly review of that list, you are looking for jumps in urgency. If you find any, you will move those tasks to page 1 of your 2-page paper task system and work them accordingly from there. In this system, having such a clear and accurate delineation of urgency reduces workday anxiety by focusing your daily work much more appropriately. Each day, you just need to study your well-controlled shortlist called the Now Tasks List, and work only those that are needed. In fact, each day you'll only be worried about the top 3 to 5 items, Tasks worked after those are optional and can be done in a more relaxed stance. What a huge sense of relief and control this will bring to your workday. 2. Creating your workday now. Once you start setting your sights on more significant outcomes, create layer tools become the source of necessary additional tasks. Goals are the best example of this. They represent larger aspirations, a stretch or leap in skills, and they perhaps even require a little magic to accomplish. The next phase is about using create layer tools to set and fulfill your goals. It consists of the 4-step now goal creation process. 1. Vision, the missing component of workplace goals. 2. Merging vision goals and target goals to create now goals. 3. Activating now goals, the key to goal success. 4. Taking first action on your goals. Stretch your now goals. When sizing your goal, aim beyond your comfort zone, but not so far as to be demoralizing. You need enough of a goal that you feel excited about looking forward to it. However, if you do not believe in your ability to reach a goal, it will not be possible to activate it. In that case, you need to change your habits of thought on the topic. This is called adjusting your beliefs. If you feel you have significant internal blocks holding you back, there are many approaches available to rapidly make large adjustments in your beliefs about your abilities. Those include hypnosis, neuro-linguistic programming, and emotional freedom techniques. 3. Connecting your workplace now. Holding and pursuing a vision or purpose larger than yourself is essential to experiencing a satisfying and fulfilling workday now. Doing so pulls you forward into the larger and growing you. Forward movement sets up a sense of momentum, a sense that something better is always coming. Forward movement is what defines us and gives us energy. Connecting with yourself is an important and practical skill to improve your success at work. Taking think time is a way to connect and gain intuitive insights, and it is used by many corporate executives. The best way to activate think time is to activate your goals. Working on improving your intuition is also a method of connection, whether that is done more often by simply honoring your internal voice or by learning intuition directly through training. Connecting with your life's work. With a vision or purpose in hand, you'll start to assemble a description of your next role. You will combine that with the results of 2 exercises, one to collect your favorite past activities and one to list your forward-looking job or role qualities. Putting all this together allows you to create your current life's work vision statement. In that statement, you may build a new self-image, write a new narrative of your work and life. Connecting with your personal mission. Your mission is an ultimate sense of purpose that includes all the various visions and larger purposes you have pursued and will likely pursue over the years. The 4 core qualities of a personal mission are permanent, always positive, very general, and usually discovered later in life. If your intuition or connection to yourself is good, it is believed that your mission can guide you with accurate work or role choices by inspiring your subconscious mind to favor some activities over others. That's why it is not critical to write out your mission statement. In fact, that may be a flawed activity unless done with great maturity. But with adequate experience and wisdom, you may feel inspired to do so. Use such a statement as a source of inspiration, not as a measure of your life success.